The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
It's an unfortunate fact, but in today's real estate market, foreclosures are a fact of life. Many homeowners just cannot make their monthly mortgage payments, maybe a homeowner such as yourself. But you might be surprised to learn foreclosure might not be the only way out. There are alternatives. Possible they won't all apply to your individual situation, but they might. Let's take a look. Good first step is to visit the government's Making Home Affordable website. Next, and it's an important one, talk to your lender. The worst thing you can do is stay quiet while you miss payment after payment. If you think you might not be able to make a payment, even one payment, by all means, call your bank or mortgage company. Tell them about it. Tell them why they might be able to help. When you do, be realistic about your financial situation. Tell the bank or mortgage company the truth about how much money you have coming in or if you have none at all. If you have sufficient income, they might be willing to modify your loan. In some cases, they might be able to lower your interest rate. They might convert your loan so you only pay interest, no principal. And sometimes they can adjust the length of your mortgage. For example, making a 30-year loan into a 40-year loan. And every one of those steps will have the same result. Your monthly payment will go down. Now, unfortunately, in some cases, the loan modification won't work. Well, because you've been laid off. I mean, yeah, you're out looking for a job. Maybe you'll get one. But in the meantime, there's no way you can make the payment. In your case, the lender might be willing to allow what they call forbearance. Now, that just means they will defer your payments. They won't do this long, a month, two, maybe three, during which you don't have to make any payments. Now, the bank has to agree to this. And what they usually do is they tack that unpaid period onto the end of your loan. So instead of paying off your mortgage in, 25 years, it becomes 25 years and 3 months. This is not a sure thing. But if you've been a good customer, if you explain your situation to the bank, they might go along with it. Another good thing about forbearance and loan modification agreements is in these scenarios, your credit score usually stays intact because you haven't actually defaulted on the mortgage. You've just changed its terms. So these are options worth looking at seriously. But you know what? Sometimes the best option is just try and sell the house. Talk to a realtor. Tell them exactly what your situation is and what you hope to achieve. And you never know. You might be able to help sell your house for more than you think. You might, but unfortunately, a lot of people who sell won't make a profit in this market. A lot of them owe a lot more than their house is worth. And if that's you, you've got to look into a short sale. Now, in a short sale, the bank agrees to let you sell the house for less money than you owe. The bank is going to take the hit. Up until last year, you had to also declare the bank's loss as income for you on your tax return. Not anymore. So basically, you sell the house for less than you owe, and you walk away. Now, if you try to decide for a short sale, there's some things you should know. The first is obvious. You don't make any money. If you sell your home for less money than you owe, everything you put down on it, the equity, everything you've built up is gone. But so is your monthly mortgage payment and the tax bills and the utilities and the homeowner's insurance and the upkeep. This could be the fresh start you need. Also, short sales are not a sure thing. Some banks won't even do them, while some will allow them only in the most dire circumstances. So if you're talking about a short sale, you need to find out first if your bank or mortgage company will even give you the okay to go ahead. And finally, in a short sale, your credit score is going to take a hit. You might think that now we're about to talk about foreclosure, but yet there's another option, and that's called deed in lieu of foreclosure. And this is really a simplified version of foreclosure, except that instead of the court getting involved and ordering you to leave the house, you do it voluntarily, and you agree to just sign the deed over to the bank. No court orders, no court proceedings, you just give the house back. So what's the upside for that? Well, for one thing, you do not have a foreclosure on your record. Plus, you have some control over the situation. You can work with the bank on a time frame rather than just being thrown out of the house, which can happen in a foreclosure. And as for the bank, it avoids the enormous time and money involved in a foreclosure. But just like short sales, there's no guarantee your bank or mortgage company will allow a deed in lieu of foreclosure process, and you won't know unless you talk to them.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.